I'm Ken Brummel. I'm the pastor of the church. We actually don't have members here. It's a historic site at this point. A couple years ago, we closed the church for membership. We are in Washington, New Hampshire. We are in the Seventh-day Adventist Church off of King Street. This was built in the 1842, right before what the Adventists considered the Great Disappointment. The church members here were part of the church downtown at the center of town, and they formed a fellowship here because the Millerite movement preaching was not accepted by the main church up there. In 2001 and 2002, we completely refurbished it. So even though the early group believed Jesus was coming in 2 years, they built a building that stood 160 years before major renovations. The Washington, New Hampshire church is considered the birthplace of Adventism. If you read the sign as you come into town, it says it's the first Seventh-day Adventist church. That is actually considered to be incorrect. We are the first Sabbath-keeping Adventist church. Our church was against organization early on, and so even though we were the first Sabbath-keeping church, our denomination wasn't formed until 1863 in Michigan, and in Michigan, the first church was formed that became Seventh-day Adventist. But this is considered the birthplace of Adventism. The two parts of our name, Seventh-day and Adventist, being the seventh-day Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, and the Adventist refers to the second coming of Christ. And it was here that those two doctrines met that is in our name as Seventh-day Adventist. This is an organ that was from the period of when the church was. This is not the original organ. It's a foot pump organ that has bellows that is used to create the air so we can have music for that. And we usually try to bring in somebody who can play well. These are pews that they built that are very similar to pews around New England. And the way you paid for the church to be built was people bought the pews. So the families bought the pews. So this was section here. There are four kind of sections of pews. This middle front section here was for Williams Farnsworth's family. Washington is the first town named after George Washington. So they have a strong history here as a community. And then this church is just a piece of the larger Washington history.